Introduction. What is the Northumberland Line? The Northumberland Line will bring passenger trains back into service between Ashington and Newcastle. It's a priority of both Northumberland County Council and North Tyneside Council, and is supported by a number of key project partners, including the Department for Transport, Network Rail, Transport for the North, Nexus, and Northern Rail. The Northumberland Line aims to stimulate and support economic growth, regeneration and community development in Northumberland and the surrounding regions by providing new and improved transport links for local people and businesses. By doing so, the scheme will do the following. Improve access from towns such as Ashington and Blythe to employment hubs like Newcastle, as well as opening up new opportunities for education and travel. Provide a real incentive for potential employers to relocate to and invest in the area. Provide vital infrastructure to help deliver the region's aspirations for population and economic growth. Help to attract visitors and improve local tourism. Enhance public transport connectivity within and beyond the region. Help to reduce congestion and improve air quality on key corridors by moving people away from car travel and onto public transport. And support the delivery of significant growth in sectors such as renewable energy, offshore oil and gas, and engineering. The project will provide 6 new stations at Ashington, Blythe Bedside, Bedlington, Newsham, Seton Delaval, and Northumberland Park, with journeys between Newcastle and Ashington taking around 35 minutes with no need to change trains. The station at Northumberland Park will be adjacent to the existing Tyne and Wear Metro station, bringing further opportunities for interchange and travel to other destinations. We're exploring options for integrated ticketing between the two services. At Newcastle Station, it's anticipated that Northumberland Line trains will run into Platform 1, with easy access to the city centre, the metro and national rail connections. The freight trains that currently use the railway will still be able to do so, helping support the economic aspirations of both Lynemouth Power Station and the Port of Blythe. A decision on who will run the trains on the Northumberland Line is expected by the end of 2020. The train service is likely to be operated by trains made up of 2, 3 or 4 coaches. The line is currently anticipated to open to passengers in the winter of 2023. The story so far. The railway between Ashington and Newcastle used to run both passenger and freight services until the beaching cuts in the 1960s. Since then, freight trains have continued to use the line, primarily serving Lynemouth Power Station. The lack of passenger services in the area has contributed to local congestion due to car and bus travel being the only viable forms of transport for many. Congestion and long journey times have contributed to the economic decline of the area, with people moving to live and work in other regions. The reintroduction of passenger services on the line has been an aspiration of Northumberland County Council for many years, and the current political, social, economic and rail industry context means that it can now be successfully delivered. As a result of being awarded development funding from the DfT, the Council has been working alongside partners since 2018 to develop the scheme. DfT is the Department for Transport. Northumberland County Council last consulted on proposals for the Northumberland Line in September and October of 2019. That consultation focused on raising awareness of the scheme and finding out more about what local people wanted from the service. Back then, we were also proposing delivering the project in 2 phases, with some stations opening before others. We're now proposing a single-phase delivery, which will see all stations on the route open at the same time. This document explains the various elements of the Northumberland Line scheme, including the 6 new stations, new footbridges and potential underpass, changes to level crossings and the land required to build it. It shows how our proposals have developed since they were last shared late in 2019. We're asking for your feedback on a number of key scheme elements, which will be signposted throughout the information. Ways to respond are given at the end of the recording. You can comment on those elements most relevant to you or on the scheme as a whole. We will use your feedback to inform the further development of the scheme. You can respond to this consultation using our response form, which is available online at www.nland.uk/line. Hard copies are available on request. Full details of how to provide comments are given elsewhere. This document provides details of our proposals to enable you to provide feedback and comments. For the purposes of this consultation, the line has been divided into 6 geographical sections moving north to south. Each section has a separate track on this recording. We now set out the permissions and authorizations that are needed to construct and operate different parts of the scheme, giving information about how the comments received through this consultation will inform future development. Note the scheme also includes some works that, because of their nature and location, don't require any permissions or authorizations. This includes changes to the existing track, laying of new track, upgrading signals, and replacing equipment within the railway corridor. Starting with planning permissions. Applications for planning permissions will be made to Northumberland County Council and North Tyneside Council for some of the construction and engineering works, including the new stations. As the scheme develops, further permissions, such as for construction access roads, may need further planning permissions. Your feedback on these proposals will shape the design and will be summarised in a statement of community engagement, which will form part of the planning applications. Next, Transport and Works Act orders. An application will be made to the Secretary of State for an order under the Transport and Works Act 1992. If made, the order would authorise compulsory acquisition of land and rights, should it not be possible for these to be acquired voluntarily, temporary use of land for construction works, closure of level and other crossings over the railway line, and diversion and closure of public rights of way. Where private land or rights are needed for the scheme, either permanently or temporarily, negotiations and consultation will take place with those directly affected by those requirements. Where these proposals have a wider impact, such as closure of level crossings, they are included in this information, so everyone has the opportunity to comment. And level crossing orders. Applications for orders made under the Level Crossings Act 1983 will be made to the Office of Road and Rail. The orders will specify the new operating arrangements at level crossings. Many of the proposed changes to level crossings are required to ensure they can be used safely, but any feedback given on level crossings will be considered as part of the design process.